My name's Gary. I'm the head brewer at the brewery in Union Station in Erie, Pennsylvania. And these are our fermentation tanks. We have six of them. Right now we have three of them filled. Two of them are filled with hefeweizens because we sell a lot of it. And the other one is filled with our blonde, which is a basic British pale ale. That's the bright beer tank where we send everything over. We don't filter anything here. We just bleed off yeast, salvage yeast so to use the next time we need it, and then send it over to the bright beer tank. We'll run as much yeast as we can get off of them, except for like our wheat beers and stuff, we want cloudy. So we'll leave a little bit more yeast in it.
What type of yeast do you use for your hefeweizen?
The hefeweizen right now we are using W68 from Brewer Science, which is a basic German, doesn't have a lot of banana or clove taste. We found positive and negative things with those flavors. So we try and keep it pretty good. We also use, instead of using pills and malt, which a lot of people do, we use pale malt, which gives it more body, a little bit more of a orangey or yellowy, deeper yellowish color than a lot of the ones you see.
Okay.
Our normal blonde, our normal ales, our brown, we use SAF 4, and for the IPA, and I think the amber, have to check. So I have a list on the computer. We use 05, and depending on what else, for our wit, we use, 39-44, but we also got it from Brewer Science. So.
Okay, great. Got anything coming up on tap? Maybe a barrel of something? I hear.
There's rumor,
yes. We are going to make a, whatever you want to call it, a double, a duple, whatever, I'm not Belgian. And we're going to take half of it. We're going to make a normal 7-barrel batch. We're going to take half of it and put it into 2 oak casks that have had port wine condition in them. And the port wine's probably been in there 6 to 7 months.
Awesome.
So the vineyard's going to sanitize them for us, and then we're going to take it and put half of the Belgian into that. That'll be out in September for our second anniversary.
You're right when you send one to my house, right?
Yeah.
Thanks
for
that.
As soon as we figure out how to move it around.
Now, is there anything you have to worry about with loss of flavor when the winery will sanitize the barrels and then...
No, because what we're going to do, as long as it's left wet, okay, the port wine has actually seeped into the oak. Mm-hmm. If you buy whiskey barrels, they've been sanitized too, but you still get the whiskey flavor because it's in the oak. So when you re-wet it with the beer, that liquid is going to come into the beer, and some of the beer is going to stay in the barrel. You're going to have an osmosis situation where you're going to pick up the flavor of the port.
You'll have reverse osmosis thing, like Aquafina.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot. Got any words of wisdom for us?
Just make beer.
Eat shit, eat a bullet.
No. Just make beer, have a good time. If you fuck up, can't say that on the air.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, I can't say that
on
the air.
You can on our show.
Oh, okay. If you fuck up, just say, oh, well, and do it again.
All right, thanks, Gary.
No problem.